From Trailblaze, this is Anchored, a roadie-themed podcast-style low-sodium option for the ocean state's sea saltiest opinions. We're your hosts, Shay.
And Elise. And today, we're talking about me. Who's that girl? Me's that girl. Cut out the giggles so we can take this seriously.
This is a very serious... Perhaps our most serious podcast yet.
Yeah, I agree.
This has huge implications.
Huge.
All right, loyal Lemonade listeners, before we begin on this podcast, please hit that follow button on our social medias. Not literally, we cannot accept responsibility if you break the screen on your phone or your computer. But you can check us out at Ink of the Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And also, just in general, just check us out in general. We're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also have a lot to offer emotionally.
We do. We're listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. First time listener.
Second time caller.
Okay. So as Elise so eloquently said, today's episode is going to be all about her.
My favorite episode.
Ever. Always. You know the Grinch grin?
Yeah.
Listeners? Just like the curl. Yeah.
It's natural.
It's natural. No Botox. So what do you think about that, Elise?
Botox? I think if that's what you wanted to do, that's all on you.
No, talking about you, having a whole episode dedicated to you.
I'm here for it.
You know literally that. Are here for it.
Yeah, I'm physically here for it, but I like emotionally, my heart and mind are open. And so like, I'm excited to see where this takes us.
That is the best way to go into a date.
Yeah.
No expectations.
No.
No nothings.
But you know, you got something at home in your refrigerator waiting for you, just in case. And to me, that's a really delicious pasta salad that I made yesterday.
Okay. You're going to have to text me later. Tell me how that went.
I will.
Okay, cool. So back to business.
Yes.
Since this is a business date, we have three sets of questions for this sit down, or as we're going to call it, a date.
Mm-hmm.
A date. Going on a date, a friend date, platonic date. So as any date goes, all of the questions we have for Elise are completely secret. So the three sets of questions, the first set, is the level one questions from the New York Times is 36 questions that lead to love.
Oh, be careful, listeners.
Oh, you're really going to get to know her. So the second is the level two questions from the same article.
Oh, okay. Super in love.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very in love.
Now we've moved in.
Artie, you hold. And the third set are questions submitted by our adoring listeners and fans.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Yep.
We are doing this for three core audiences. Me, and me.
Shay?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. The first audience that is we hope is going on this date with us is the Rhode Island community. We want to introduce ourselves to you, and in turn, that we hope that one day, while we're at Dave's, very concentrated at the coffee stand or at the tea stand, whatever your preference is, that you would see Elise and be like, I know her voice from the podcast, and you might not necessarily know her face because you'll just hear her going, ah, hot.
What? Just go.
I imagine you spilled on yourself.
Oh, okay.
The second community are the listeners who are strictly here because of Elise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big ups.
Big ups.
I can name the three people who are here just for me. One of them is me. It's sad. But go ahead.
That's self-love.
Yeah, it really is. That's important.
So the people who are here because of Elise, you love her. We love her. Let's spread the love.
Mm.
Let's make more people love her. In the third community are the listeners who are here because of myself. You know me, but you don't know Elise. You don't know who she is. So you probably want to get a better idea of who this person I'm spending all of my time with.
Yeah.
You just want to know who she is. But in a, like I said, a platonic way, she's got Steve. And unfortunately, he's better than me at the you want to know some useless history facts selling point.
Yes.
He can beat me in that any day.
Yep.
So strictly platonic. With that said, Elise, are you ready to go on a date?
I am ready.
Cool. All right. Level one questions. A. Number one.
Oh,
I was 1A. When did you last sing to yourself? When did you last sing to somebody else?
Literally moments ago when I sang the intro to Trailblaze's new intro song, which is just Eve songs all the time.
Fair.
On repeat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when was the last time you sang to somebody else?
I sing to my plants, if that's somebody else. Yep. I sing to, sometimes I sing to Steve. I sung to my friend Allie this afternoon. Mostly about it being hot outside when we were taking a walk. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Incorporate sound, song in any part of your life. Okay. So the second question in level one is, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
No, but I hope that it's something
fun.
I wouldn't say fun, but something like remarkable that would people would be like, yep, it's always something. Like, it wouldn't just be, like, regular. like, it's not just, like, falling asleep in the bed and, like, you know, drifting off into heaven, hell, or wherever the hell I'm going. But it would be something just, like, come on. Like, I was, like, walking outside of my house and, like, a piece of a plane fell off and, like, just, like, took me out. But I was, like, going to volunteer for something. Like, so, like, I was a really good person, but then I died tragically. And so it's, like, a twofer.
Whew. The third question in level one.
You know you're supposed to fall in love with me and not laugh at me the whole time, Shay.
Laughing is a love language. You know, my therapist said that laughter, the ability to make your partner laugh, is one of the top three traits.
Okay. Yeah.
So take it from my ex-therapist. From your therapist. I'll give her a call. She's a client opening. She has since December. No, she filled me. She filled my spot. Anyway, the third question in level one. Elise, for what in your life are you most grateful for?
For what in my life am I most grateful for?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said for what Indian life are you most grateful for? And I was like, are we doing native or continental? And so I was going to be like, Mindy Kaling's up there. But I would say the thing that I'm most grateful for in my whole life is it supposed to be, I know that this is not how this works, but is it supposed to be something like physically like tangible, like is like my prized possession, or is it like it could be anything?
Whichever you choose. This is your date as well as my date.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would say the thing that I'm most grateful for are, this is going to sound like really cliche and things like that, but like, I think it's the people and that I surround myself with. It's my friends, it's my family, it's the people who make me feel loved and push me to be my best and like encourage me to get out there and like, you know, do the things that are a little bit uncomfortable and try harder and stuff like that. So I'm really grateful that I've created a circle around me that's hella supportive. And so
hella
supportive.
The PG version of HECA. Yeah. Or PG-13 version of HECA. Nice. All right. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
That's really nice. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Okay. Level two questions?
Sure.
Like all good dates have. This is when the main course comes. Okay. And I don't let you eat. I'm just keep rattling these questions off.
Yeah,
you
mott sticks are gone. We're here with a Strattler chicken.
The inside, though. Not the outside of the mott stick.
Oh, God. Just me? You're so gross.
Level two questions. The first in the level two question is, what does friendship mean to you?
I would say that friendship means to me the ability to like 100% be yourself, like how you would have a sister or like a brother or something like that, like a sibling where like they've seen all of like the gross bits and the nice bits and the happy bits and things like that. And you're there for each other until shit goes south and they do something stupid. And then you just got to like, you know, cut them out your life. No.
Takes your shirt.
Yeah. No. But, you know, it's that you're there 100%. And so it's times when you're talking to each other all the time. And there's times where you haven't talked to each other in months and things like that. So it's just being comfortable with yourself and with that other individual and being vulnerable.
You're warming my heart.
Yeah, I'm a really good person.
You are a really good person. I did not know that about you.
Yeah, I know. It's a surprise. It really is.
I'm learning so much today.
Listeners. Did you want me to say like friendship was like a competition? It's a knife fight. It's a knife fight in San Quentin. It's a SVU episode. It's a whodunit.
Wow. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I never want this date to end. Sorry, Steve. You can't have her back. Okay. The second question in level two is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it yet?
You son of a bitch.
Son of a biscuit.
Why would you ask me this question?
Son of a beach.
I mean, ultimately, I think that I've told everybody who I would call a friend.
Sticking with a theme.
Yeah. Sticking with a theme here. I mean, like, ultimately, I would like to try stand-up, but I'm you know, woefully afraid of success, because then I'd have to give up all my friends and family to move to Hollywood.
The Hollywood.
And, like, there's wildfires and, like,
the Kardashians.
Traffic. I love the Kardashians. They support each other. That's friendship and love. I really do. I really believe in the Kardashians. I do. And the Jenners. As a family, as a unit, like, I think they're an amazing group of humans. And I'm really excited for all of them to, like, find happiness.
I hope they find this podcast somehow. Like, SEO is like, oh, like, Kim, like, I want you to know that somebody's talking about you in Rhode Island.
I think Kendall would be more likely to listen to it because she's always traveling for her model stuff and, like, always on horseback, and so she's listening to podcasts.
As somebody on horseback does.
Yeah.
Paul Revere did
something else. Riding a horse is boring. But, yeah, no, I can't. I just wouldn't make it in California.
Fair.
Yeah, but if I could just, like, get big enough around here that I can, like, quit my job but, like, make ends meet.
You do.
But, like, by ends meet, I mean, like, make a lot of money so I can have nice things.
Your financial planner is probably listening. She's like, that's not what I told her.
Yeah.
Damn it, Elise. So, a third question in level two. If you knew in 1 year you would die suddenly, would you change the way you live now? Why or why not?
Oh, 100%. Are you kidding me? If I was going to die in 1 year, I would, like, get a whole bunch of credit cards, first and foremost. Second of all, I would rack them bitches up. We would go on vacations every day. I would live like a Drake video. Then I would, like, just slide into the DMs of every celebrity that I could and just, like, a complete fucking thirst trap and, like, just ruin every relationship I've ever had. But, like, in the name of, like, YOLO, like, I would get, like, a face tattoo. I would, like, get a cruise ship with all of my friends and then get one for, like, my enemies that I said I was going to go to, and then, like, have, like, a, what are those things called where, like, it's not really me, a hologram version of me being like, this is the B-list boat, you guys suck, and if there's no captain, you're stuck here now. And then, like, then that would be a news cycle after I'm dead, so my legacy would never die. But also I would, like, you know, tell people I love them more, and, like, you know.
That was incredibly well thought out for just being asked that on the spot.
Oh, I've thought about this a lot. Because, like, you know, you watch a bunch of movies where people are like, oh, I've only got this. Like, Tuesdays with Mari was, like, a good book that it taught me, like, oh, you should think about, like, how you're living your life and, like, what you want your legacy to be. And, like, mine is, like, troublemaker. But, like, also kind-hearted friend. I would tell, like,
you're amazing. To take your phrase, you are amazing.
Thank you so much. I would also, like, give advice to people who never asked for it. Like, Guy Fieri, get a fucking haircut and the visor's not working. Like, we've got a bunch of things that I'm here for. Like, let's make this happen.
Whew. Okay, now that I've stopped crying happy tears, this is life-changing for me,
good.
Everyone.
She's in love with me now.
I've never met a better person from Missouri.
Thank you. Mark Twain's from Missouri, though.
I haven't met him.
I know, but, like,
you think I've met Mark Twain?
It's me, him, Brad Pitt, and Sheryl Crow. Oh,
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and that mom who made her daughter, convinced her daughter that she had, like, a chronic illness.
Oh, yeah.
Mommy Dearest.
Gypsy.
Yeah, whatever.
Gypsy Lee Blanchard.
Oh, okay.
That's the daughter.
Yeah. So them. Also Missouri.
You're great welcome. Legacy.
Yeah.
And soon Elise.
And me.
And her. So those were the first two levels of questions. Now we are on to the listener questions. And we asked everybody a couple days ago, or when this airs, we asked everybody a while back what kind of questions they would have if they went on a date with Elise. So we got three. Well, we got more than three, but these are the good top ones. Three.
Yeah, we've got like 40. They're like 40 people, like, messaged us, like, all kinds of stuff. Somebody sent emails, like.
Somebody gave their number.
Yeah, totes.
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked you why you were on a PC and not a Mac.
Because I don't really understand how Macs work except for my iPhone.
Fair. Sure. All right, so the first listener question, this is from @george.evans.marley on Instagram. He asks, what is your favorite dining experience?
Like, is it, like, what was my favorite dining experience? Like the place where I went and the food that I ate? Or was it, like, the people I was with and the places I
I think it's like what kind of experience you like when you go out to eat.
Oh, okay. So the food has to be delicious. Like that's, but it also has to be consistent. If it's mm-hmm. my second time there and I went there for to fulfill a craving, I need that again. If you miss the mark, I'm going to be very upset. But ultimately, if I have a waiter or a waitress, the only thing I care about is that there's enough plates because my food can't touch. Mm-hmm. And so if we have like a lot of apps that are coming and going.
Can we get a banquet table yep, for two people?
I need a clean plate for every new app if it's juicy or wet or something like that. Because I don't want that, you know, this sauce to touch that sauce. They're separate sauces. And then I need my soda water refilled immediately. I actually just care about service. like I'll eat trash. Like we had a whole thing about hot dogs. Like it's not the food. It's like, how often is my soda water refilled? And are the plates taken away as soon as I'm done? Clear my shit. If I have to ask you to do it, I'm already mad. I'm still going to tip 50%.
But I will do it begrudgingly.
Goddamn right, I will.
Do you have a favorite place in Providence that offers you all of that?
Baccaro's very nice to me. Camille's is very, very good to me.
They'll treat you right.
Oh, they do treat me right. They know immediately. Like, honestly, they'll bring me like extra plates from the jump. They're just like, here you go, baby girl. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thanks, George, Papa George. And then, yeah, no, that. Also, Shaska. Like, I'm just going to be a commercial really quickly. Shaska, which is a new place in Garden City. It's a new, like, I would call it inventive Indian. Like, if I had to be in a commercial for them, which I told them and I would be, and they were like, that's okay. We don't need that. Surprise. Now we're in a commercial. But they give me a lot of extra plates and no guff. Oh, and a place with specials, like Parkside. Parkside always has like two or three specials.
That's special.
Yeah.
Because you're special.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friends like to make fun of me. Like when I hear the specials that I make like really intense eye contact and go, ooh.
Ooh, that is good. Oh. Yeah.
It's called active listening. Okay.
Because mm-hmm. you know that they don't want to be telling it to you.
They're no. Like, oh, they're like, all right, we got another roast rib, lamb lollipops.
And they know that like 9 times out of 10, nobody's going to order it.
I always order it. Especially at Parkside. But I think that they sometimes just make specials that are just regulars and should be on the menu, but they just want to call them special. But that's fine.
Because they're special.
Mm-hmm.
So, second question.
Sure.
Sure.
So they ruined that with the first one.
I think you hit that one out of the park. Second question, and this is from at Let's Chat Podcast on Instagram.
Oh.
Our friend Chris Revel.
I feel like we know him.
Our hot dog buddy. He asks, are you paying?
For my dates? So as a feminist, when I was single and I would go out on dates a lot, that was...
As an activity?
Yeah, no, I would... No, yeah. First of all, I did go out on dates a lot, like as an activity. I would go out with anyone, like anyone, only because I wanted the story to tell my friends later, or I wanted to like, all right, like I'll do this, like whatever. I've never gone on a date with like a guy who runs a jackhammer, and like that could be fun because like what if the opportunity presents itself where he has to go put his jackhammer away, and I got to go, and then we got to use it, like, and I got to like learn how to use a jackhammer. That's a skill that could come in handy sometime. There's a guy who I went on a date with because he worked for National Grid. He could tell me what all of the spray paint colors on the ground on the sidewalks would mean. That was really good. I remember that for a while, but I can't remember what, like, anything else about that date. Except for I think I called him Goose for a while, and I think that made him go away. But anyway, I would, if I didn't like the guy, or he seemed, like, slightly intimidated by me, which is, like, a complete stroke to my ego. Like, I got, like, I puff up my chest like I'm a dude at the gym, and then, like, go and give the waitress my credit card immediately and paid for everything. And then they're like, oh, the bill should come soon. And I was like, I already got it. And then dudes don't know what to do.
Power move.
Yup.
Complete and utter power move.
Yeah, dudes have no idea what to do.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that for you.
It was so fun. I hope there's a bunch of guys that I used to, like, that I've gone on dates that are just like, at the very least, hate listen to this. And they're just like, that dumb bitch did it to me too. I wasn't special.
So when you go out with Steve, he paid, you pay?
Our first date, he paid because it was part of the conversation that we had that, like, he would plan the whole thing. I wasn't going to plan the date, blah, blah, blah. And so the first date, he paid. The second date, I, like, took him out on a date, and I paid for everything. So, yeah. But when we go out now, it's 50-50 because, again, I'm a feminist. This is my money.
Cool, cool. Okay, so we got the payment things settled. So the third and final question. This is from.
Oh God!
How is this? How I see how her handle goes at Amy Irene.
Yep. This is my little sister.
Yep.
Oh, for the love of God!
And she lets that be known in her question.
That's a power move. That's a Swearengen power move. By the way, I already know the answer.
Do you know the question?
No.
Who is your favorite sister and why is it Amy?
She's my favorite sister because she's the only sister I have.
By default.
But she's good. And she's got my nephew, Henry, who's the dopest little kid in the whole world.
How old is he?
He's 3. He'll be turning 4 in March.
Nice.
Yeah.
What?
And he knows a lot of dinosaurs.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. He's really into art.
Nice.
And he really likes pretzels.
Soft, hard?
He doesn't like a lot of salt on them. And he's okay with either salt, soft or hard. But Dots pretzels are his favorite.
That's so cute. So the best part about your favorite sister is her child.
Son. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, she's also my sister. So, like, we grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of memories there. It's all there.
Amy's over there, like, sweating. She's like, what's Elise going to bring up?
Nope. No. She was a good sister.
She was a good sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
All things considered, she was a good sister.
Little sister.
As far as sisters go.
Ezra has to point out that Elise is using the past tense.
Well, when we grew up together, like, now we're adults. And so, like, are we sisters or are we, like, you know, like, I mean, you have a twin, so it's a little bit different. I feel like you talk to that human all the time. And,
I talk to my sister who's 10 years older than me more than the one that's 46 minutes younger than me.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, so maybe I'm obviously wrong. But, like, in my mind, like, now she lives, like, halfway across the country. So, like, we talk intermittently and, like, we see each other at holidays and things like that. But, like, she's, like, now I think she's, like, a cool cousin. Like, in the way that, like, we interact. And so it's not, like, you know, we both have bare responsibility for our parents and things like that. But overall, it's a relationship of equity as opposed to.
Inequity?
I'm the adult, the older sister, and I'm in charge and you never listen to me.
What's the age difference?
She's 4 years younger than I am. Yeah. I mean, like, I will go on, because I know she's obviously going to listen to this answer. But there were times in our childhood when maybe I wanted to try and give her away, as little as her being in a carriage and, like, our mom, like, walking in somewhere and I'm standing outside with my little sister and, like, push her over with another family and then, like, go and stand by myself where I was. And my mom's like, where's your sister? I was like, I don't have a sister. Like, she's like, you dumb. Get over here.
Listeners, this is our very explicit call to action right here. And I want you to answer this question. Are you surprised at that story? I would love to hear everybody listening to this. Please just go to one of our socials, drop us a quick line. Let us know. Are you surprised that Elise would try and get rid of her sister?
Oh, yeah.
As early as the carriage.
Yeah. They were trying to, like, murder her.
No, that's too far.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of abandonment.
You just move her over.
A little skosh of abandonment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell her it's the wrong train. Like, things like that. But I also didn't let, like, people, you know, she couldn't stand at my bus stop when I was a kid because I was, you know, we were the cool bus stop. Yeah, it was the cool bus stop. But when I found out that the kids down the street, like, were being mean to her, I didn't let that fly. And so, like, that's, I can honestly say that much. So, like, while I might not have appreciated her for what we had when we were younger, I didn't let anybody else take her for granted, so.
That's a beautiful sentiment.
Yep. That's sisters in a nutshell.
That's sisters, not sisters in sausage.
You don't see that chicken soup for the soul.
No. Great book. Ugh, great book. Wow. Bestseller. I think it probably was.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Elise. Is there anything, as dates go, is there anything that you're just dying to tell me that you can't leave without letting me know because you really want to see me again?
No, most of my dates, I, like, tried to keep a lot of stuff under wraps so they didn't have much information about me, and I just had all of the information about them. And so, like, I was never like, oh, guess what? But, like, it wasn't me.
You have the receipts?
Yeah.
For later?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Make them think that they know you, or that you know them, or that they know you. There we go.
What?
Well, we were just talking about chicken soup for the soul. Now it's like the alphabet soup.
Okay.
I got not one, but two head shakes on that one.
I think those were called disapprovals, but two head shakes.
Two head shakes. That sounds nicer.
Yeah.
So nothing more to say?
No, I don't think I have. Was there something I was supposed to say?
No. I mean, you usually have opinions, salty takes on yourself.
I know you're trying to trap me into talking about something that I don't want recorded because I know how you work.
I honestly cannot remember. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to talk about Tanya Harding, Kanye West, or Rachel Dolezal.
But who was the last one?
Nobody.
And nobody.
Bow.
Okay, so I guess since she's not taking the bait, that's all we have for today, folks. If you like this type of content or fell in love with Elise during this episode, just let us know. And I hear you and I see you because I did as well. Sorry, Steve. Yep, let us know what you thought by connecting with us on our social media channels, all at Anchor the Show. And with that, stay salty.
Stay salty.